Okay. Here we go again. Let's try it over again.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's try this again. That was a little bad. You talk to him again.
How you feel? How do you feel? Okay.
Okay.
That's a job, huh? Pretty soon they fix you up in surgery, you know? You don't have to worry. Your blood pressure is very good and pulse is all right. So maybe 2 hours then you go in. And 2 days you stay here in MASH 43rd. And then you go south, Busan and maybe to Japan. You have to, nothing to worry about. More of course you go to Bangkok, Thailand.
Bangkok.
Thai Joby?
How long have you been, what is your name?
Jess Nevichus.
What's your job here at the MASH?
I am in charge in pre-op for the last 10 months.
Charge of pre-op?
Yes.
What is your job here?
Medical technician.
Medical technician. And what does that entail exactly?
Give intravenous for patients, prep him, give blood pressure, take blood pressure, give blood, and take him blood, and all Foley catheters in the bladder. And
excuse me, now what's going on here now?
Yeah, penicillin shot.
Penicillin shot in his arm. Here we go. It's okay. Squints a little, but there goes the penicillin in.
Nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt. No, all over. I think he was a little more leery than anything else of what was going to happen.
Matter of X-ray, any? Matter of X-ray? Did the doctor make an X-ray slip on him?
Nobody took it.
Well, now, so far, what's been done since he's gotten in here? Let's review this.
First thing we do, we check his blood pressure again, and if he has low blood pressure...
Well, this he's already done, right?
His blood pressure is very good, and so we don't have to order him extra blood. If a patient got blood pressure under 100, so he gets a couple pints of blood. And then when his blood pressure is up till normal, 120, 140, then they send him to surgery. So now, next thing we're going to be doing, probably nothing right now while he has fracture in the leg, so we can prep him. While when the patient got fracture, we can move his leg. So he go, maybe after hour and a half, go to surgery. And then he gets anesthesia over there, go sleep, and maybe 30 minutes, he'll be everything fixed up.
Well, so far he's had his blood pressure taken, they've given a penicillin shot, they've taken all kinds of records, and now I see they're making out some more records.
Well, this record is for X-ray. He didn't took yet X-ray while it was in a hurry. Nobody knows how he's maybe in a bad shape, so now we find out it's all right, so they take him back to X-ray to find out exactly what's wrong with his leg.
Here it is 2.5 hours after this man was wounded, and he's lying fairly comfortably now, I would say, on a cot in a hospital. How many miles behind the lines is this?
This is from south. It's about 10 miles. On the east coast, it's about 25, 30 miles.
And he's back here now in bright electric lights. There's an operating room next door.
This MASH is right on the 38th parallel.
Right on the 38th parallel. I don't know if it makes him feel any better, but that's interesting to know.
The surgery's on in North Korea, and this where he is now is in South Korea.
Surgery is in North Korea, and the pre-op room is in South Korea. Well, getting back to you now, where are you from originally?
Lithuania.
Lithuania. When did you leave Lithuania?
In 1943, when I was drafted in German army.
Did you serve with the German army during the war?
Yeah, till 1945, till I captured.
By the Americans?
No, by the British. So I lost the war. I hope I don't lose in this one.
What did you do after you were after the war was over?
Well, I spent 18 months in POW camp in Italy, and I got out right before Christmas in 1946. So I had no job for a couple months, and then I got a job like a school teacher in DP camp. So I worked in DPKM school till I got to the States, but for 3 years.
You didn't want to go back to Lithuania?
No, well, I hate communism from long ago.
Why is that?
Well, I lost my old folks on the Russians, so I got no feelings for them. And I think everybody hate them.
So you chose rather to stay in Germany until you could get over to the United States?
Yes.
When did you finally come to the United States?
Why I find out?
No, when?
When? Oh, in 1950, on 29th March, I hit Chicago.
You hit Chicago, huh? What did Chicago do to you?
Well, nothing. I just got a big surprise for myself.
Why?
Well, everything's so fast, so many cars, and I didn't know how to walk it through across the street. I was scared from big traffic.
Well, it didn't take you long to settle down, though, did it?
No, that took me 2 months, and I bought myself a car.
You bought yourself a car. Then you were one of those guys zooming at poor little old pedestrians. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, when were you drafted? Were you drafted in the Army?
Yeah, I was drafted right a year later in the United States. I got drafted. So I was thinking I was safe from armies and everything.
Well, at least you're getting to fight the communists again.
Yeah, that's right. So I asked him for overseas duty.
You asked them for overseas duty? Why?
Well, I knew if I stay in the States, it's one thing, I get broke and I can save money, and overseas always you can save more money.
Well, now over here we see them starting to carry the patient to the X-ray room. Oh, what's going to happen now?
He's going to X-ray his leg, left leg.
What's your name?
Green, Bobby Green.
Are you a medical corpsman?
I'm a medical technician.
Technician, I see. Oh, will he be back in just a few minutes?
He'll be back as soon as they X-ray him.
Boy, things really happen when they bring a patient into a mesh, don't they?
It takes around 30 minutes to get him in the operating room when we get him.
Well, we're watching here.
Cut.
One, two, three, four. Okay. Well, now here comes our corpsman, our technician again, with a bottle and a needle. What have we got here?
Oh, this is dextrose water. Sugar and water. We use them for every patient that get general anesthesia and surgery. So they use them same tubing for nematode to put a patient to sleep. So he gets intravenous. It's going in the veins.
This is going to drip slowly in there, is it?
I would like to see your arm, right arm.
Gee, would you come?
What do you say?
Hmm?
No, don't worry. You know, never get hurt from a little needle. Okay, just hold it straight. I'll put a tourniquet on. That's it. I see you got pretty good veins. You don't give me any trouble. So now make a fist, tight fist. That's it. I get a little alcohol. So. Now just a little pain. Till the needle go through skin. So just relax now. That's it. It's in. That's it. So blood go out, so it's all right in the vein. Now open your fist and relax. That's it. Now I got to get some tape. Make sure this needle don't pull out. Know something, patients start to fall around, you know, the arms, and then they pull them out, and it's pretty hard to get second time in the same vein. So, that's one more piece. Oh, I think I got short one piece this time. So it's all right. Now we got to wait till the doctors look him up, maybe. He needed a couple of pints of blood. If he needed, then we got to cross-match him again. So, that's all for now. Later, I got to check his blood pressure again, see if it's the same. If his blood pressure go down, drop down, then we got to see what's cooking.
You want something?
Oh, you want your handkerchief, uh-huh. It's kind of dirty, you know? But anyhow, it's your property, so you can keep it. Yeah.
What was that?
He's got a scoshy wound, shot right through the tibia.
He got a broken tibia in one piece?
It's in one piece, yeah.
Oh, it's pretty good. Maybe 8 weeks in the hospital, the cast will be all right again. So.
Back to Japan.
Huh? Probably go back to Japan.
I hope so.
Yeah. They get cast on, they go most to Japan, relax, and then if you got time left, they go back on duty.
Oh, yeah, he will go back on duty then after 8 weeks.
Yeah, if the bones get nice together, sometimes, you know, the bones don't anymore so good like before.
What's happened to you? Did you cold or you got pain? Something wrong with you? Say something in Thailand if you don't know in American. Okay? You don't say anything? Try.
Just say Bangkok. He'll say Bangkok.
You know where is Bangkok? You know?
Huh?
You know where is Bangkok?
I don't know.
Your home, huh? It's your home?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you told me a while ago you are from Bangkok.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Can you pick me up? Can you read me? Can you read me? All right. Now, a young Korean has come up to the medical technician. Here, let's listen in on this.
I like you wash his face a little bit. You know,
okay.
It's looking kind of dirty.
Yes.
Daijobo?
Okay.
Speak Korean. You know I can understand.
No. Come here, you speak English?
Yeah.
All right, let me come over here to him, huh? What's your name?
Yugeha.
Yugeha, how long have you been working here at the MASH?
One half a year.
One half a year. What do you do here?
What do you do?
You wash patients? What do you do?
I'll keep spring water, oil sweep, and
clean, you know, syringes and needles.
Clean syringes, needle.
Clean syringes and needles,
yeah.
Wash the patients,
yeah.
Things like that. You just help around.
Okay, that's all.
Okay. You like this hospital?
Yes, I like it.
You take good care of the patients?
Yes.
Let me see. And so this young Korean will wash down the Thailand patient at this 8055 MASH.